Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual? Oh!
Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Bloody hard yoga. You ever tried to do yoga?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I like yogurt.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
The electric month of September is about to take off tonight, Bill, at the Triple MCG. The Tigers and the Hawks gets us underway. It is going to be superb. The sun's shining on Clarendon Street in the best city in the world. We are ready to rumble. Don't worry about that today. Man who knows all about September. In fact, a premiership captain and a Norm Smith medalist.
Fiat Ingham.
Yes.
Who?
How good.
Who was that?
Well, that's a man who knows about September, Bill. A man who works his way through this electric month beautifully.
Sean Hart.
Chris Judd.
Oh.
Three votes. He's in shortly.
See.
Can't wait for that. Katie Brennan in. Tommy Lonigan in.
So Tomsy.
We've got September specialists everywhere to tell you all about what's going to happen. I can see something later on, which I'm going to get to as well, because I can't quite believe it. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Looking forward to Domsey coming in, of course. He's had the new teeth.
I've heard that.
And they're nice and shiny and they're nice and big.
Come on, Domsey.
So g'day to you. G'day, listeners. And Jimmy boy, look who's back for September. Rabsy!
I'm back, baby!
Oh, are you what? You sound like Fat Albert and you look like Fat Albert. Jeez, what have you been doing eating?
And drinking Guinness.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, hold on a bit. Oh,
you bet. You came back at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have been here.
No.
Especially if you heard yesterday's show. Because Bill put together this on the back of our boss coming down at the start of this week and saying, never is Bill to host a quiz again on this radio station. That's
right.
How badly he slaughters them, Saturday and during the rush hour.
Yes,
so
Jim.
Bill's taken that on board, that feedback from
Personal.
The boss, and run a quiz every day this week. And they've all been shizen, except for yesterday, which was the worst of all time. We had two contestants.
Oh, they were dumb contestants.
Five questions.
Yes.
And each contestant had a go at each question because they got it, the first contestant got it wrong. So 10 answers all wrong. Worst quiz of all time. We put it up online, Bill.
Yes.
26,000 views.
Surely not, Jim.
That is a record. And the responses, like it's like a Webster's dictionary. Adam Jones, radio homicide. Tige Chandler, it's the gift that keeps giving. Jeremy Emrose, yep. Career worst. These are just a snippet of the thousands and thousands.
Gold.
Julie Charlesworth.
Yep.
Great show. Love Rosie. The Hose Mary filled in while Rabsy was away. Mm. She is superb, of course. We all love Hose.
Mm.
But Bill, this is just a bit of the written in stuff. But then, of course, our answering machine.
Oh, no. George.
Bill.
Don't make up bloody
stuff. Didn't know it was still in operation.
Have we got an answering machine?
Answering machine on the rush hour, which started 10 years ago when they were in vogue.
Yes.
They haven't even been around for 10 years.
Exactly, Jim. So we haven't got one.
People found a way to give us a message on the answering machine, starting with the quizmaster legend that is Greg Evans from Perfect Match.
No. G'day, Billy. It's Greg Evans here, mate. I've been listening to you and I saw the quiz online and I tell you, Bill, that is the most atrocious exhibition of quiz mastering that I have ever seen. Now, you've got my number. You can ring me if you need me. I might even throw in Dexter and make you a perfect match.
Bill,
Dexter,
there's a man who knows his way around a quiz.
He's doing marriages too
and
now,
he's,
isn't he?
He's like in Bendigo or bloody Benalla or somewhere.
Benalla.
And even he heard it.
What, something
and,
with
and,
B?
And rang in Bill and said, I want a piece of
Jim,
Bill.
I won't be ringing him because he's doing marriages.
Marriage, a marriage celebrant.
Yes.
But also, it didn't stop there because a young bloke whose voice you'll recognise rang in.
Oh.
G'day, Rush Hour. It's Oscar Brown was here. Dad, you just got a quiz better. We need a lift.
Oscar boy's had a crack at me.
Of course, after he played his only bad game first up this year, and you just said you must be better.
Played a few, Jim.
Yeah, that's all you said to him. That was your nice constructive feedback. And then,
yes.
Well, we heard from this man.
Hey, here's a question for you. Who runs the shittest, most putrid quiz on radio? It is you, Bill. This was the worst segment I've ever heard on the Rush Hour, and that is a very, very hard bar to top. It's Todd from Barwon here.
Oh, that turd.
Ship your quiz off. ship off GMHBA Stadium and go Demons.
Oh. Go Demons.
Todd from Bowen Edge.
He jumps in.
Where was he in the dunny?
No, not sure where
so
he was.
So that was all on the answering machine.
Rabsy, if people are listening now and haven't seen this, how do they catch up with the worst quiz of all time online, please?
Instagram and Facebook, Triple M Rush Hour.
26,000.
Oh, I watched it at the airport. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to come home. Almost stayed in Abu Dhabi.
Well, you should have, because I'm telling you, it was just a train wreck.
Guess what we got to
No, take? Bill. No, we got two tickets to give away later, and I have laid down the law.
Righto.
Never again is that junk going to air on our station. Now, Bill, anything else we've got to discuss? Mark Leishman?
Oh, Mark Leishman. Do you hear that? Jim, at a press conference, he's playing in a golf tournament, and he got asked this unusual question.
Did he?
Yes, Rabs.
Oh,
he
did too, yeah.
Do you know what you don't know?
Do I know what, sorry?
What you don't know.
Do I know what, sorry?
Yeah.
Do I know what I don't know?
Yeah.
No. No, sorry, I don't understand the question.
Yeah. Hey, well done.
The world's nicest bloke, Bloody Mark Leishman. So and a lot of other players might have answered that a little differently.
That's right.
It's a true saying, Bill. My brother used to use it around the board table at North all the time.
What do you say?
You don't know what you don't know.
Well, that is true.
And that is true.
But how do you know what you don't know?
Oh, you don't, Bill. This is the whole thing.
All right.
So I don't know where that question was coming from, but he's a star.
We'll do the footy in a minute with C. Judd. Tennis, John Millman is out of the US Open, Jim.
And Novak Djokovic.
Three sets, 6-3, 6-4,
still
6-4.
Wonderful getting through to the quarters. Right.
He'll go back to Brisbane and there'll be no one there.
No, you can buy Brisbane with the cheque he's just earned.
And Melbourne Storm have given the green light to Billy Slater, Cameron Munster, and Solly Lassie Vanaroo. Lula.
Suliasi Vunivalu is what he was
saying. What was that last bit you put in?
Just a little bit. Each one. Rula, Dula, Fula, and Mula.
Oh, no.
Anagati.
Oh, Maddie, please turn that around for me. I reckon Maddie in the boots actually already got that turned around. That's how bad that was.
Anyways, the flying wingman is a very, very good player. So that's good for the Storm. We play tomorrow night also against the Rabbitohs.
You have attempted a lot of names, Bill. I don't reckon you've ever missed by any further than that.
It's a hard one to say.
Oh, especially when you ever go.
I'm lucky to get Billy Slater, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Right now, it's time for this man.
C. Judd, three votes.
Of course it is. And as I said, what we like to do this time of year, Rabsy, is bring in people that understand September. So Duck comes in.
Yep.
Of course, two-time premiership captain and owned September as a player. Rui Revolt's going to be coming through. Three grand finals played by that superstar. And this man here, Norm Smith medal, Bill.
Norm Smith.
You can't do any better on grand final day than take away Norm as being a premiership captain.
Yes. Unlike you or me, Jim.
That's it.
Chris Judd, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Juddy, what do you think? Do you get the, like we all do, the sun's out, it's September, and you just get a nice little ping in the step?
It is a good time of year, isn't it? You know, the holidays aren't too far away, Bill, but the sun's out, and it's a bit of a lull during footy season, particularly around that bye split round period, but it's a different ball game altogether now, so looking forward to this weekend.
I've come around to that weekend off now. I think it's good. Players now are 100% ready to go.
Yeah, well, I think the quality of finals is a little bit better than it would be without it. You get all the best players playing and fresh. You know, if we didn't have it, Buddy Franklin would be under a cloud with a hip flexor.
Pendlebury wouldn't
have played. Others. Yeah. So I like from that perspective, but I think you threw up the Brownlow on the weekend, JB. I think they've got to fill it with
something's
got to
be put in there.
Yeah. I think if you had a Brownlow one night, if you had the best of the under-18 talent playing on a Friday night, so the teams that were already out of it, they can look at who they will be drafting.
Yeah.
And maybe the women's State of Origin bring that back as well. If you had that, that'd sort of, you wouldn't lose that momentum. But I think you're right, Billy. I think for the players, it's a good thing.
I think so.
All right, we hit this first round of finals, Juddy, and it is going to be electric tonight. We got the reigning premier, who have not put a foot wrong for the last 6 months, up against the best coach maybe the game's ever seen.
You almost feel that Clarkson's just about the main reason why you give the Hawks any chance at all. We know that he spends a lot of time at the back ends of seasons planning for who they may come up against in September. And Richmond were one of the few teams you'd be able to, really able to pencil being in there, you know, from 8 or 9 weeks ago. So he would have put a huge amount of planning into this. He'd know how they play really well. Even with all that, I still just can't see.
No.
I can't see how they do it just from a player-player perspective. But you feel like it's going to be a battle between an old Confucius saying, JB, cannot tackle man who mark ball.
Yeah. And how long does that go back?
And thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Chinese, right? It's still relevant today, JB. Yeah. That was the wonderful thing about Confucius.
I like it. He knew it. He was ahead of his time.
That will be what the Hawks are thinking today, because Richmond's tackle pressure is electric.
Yep.
If you take contested marks, you take that out of the game. So I get the feeling that'll be the arm wrestle tonight, Bill. You'll have Hawks trying to control the ball through kicking and marking. Richmond trying to get a quick maniacal pressure game on, but I think the Tigers will get the result.
And if you go back, round three is a long time ago, though, the only time they played against each other this year. Hawthorn's ball use, as the modern vernacular is, centre forward, for an hour and a bit was horrific.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they tidied it up and kicked, I think, 9 of the last 12 goals or something, and really put sort of Richmond under rare pressure. Richmond ended up winning the game by 12 points or 13 points or something. So that perhaps is something they'll want to clean up from the beginning.
Yep, agree.
It's good. Classic. Are we going to see this weather maintained, by the way?
No, 90% of rain and thunderstorm tonight. Jeez. Now, that's why I want to talk about the changes, Christopher, because have they gone too tall? Because they've brought in Segler.
Yep.
So that means they're going to have Segler,
for all he's coming,
Big Boy, Big Boy McAvoy, Schoenmakers, and Roughhead. They've gone tall if it rains, do you think?
They have. You wonder, Richmond are a pretty short team. You wonder if they're just thinking, we'll go something different. We've got to win the game as opposed to try and not lose it. But I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's the area, particularly leg speed across the ground with Richmond's mosquito fleet. That's the area that would make me most nervous if I was a Hawthorn fan.
And I see Howe's emergency.
But Bill, that also probably speaks to the fact they're going to try and play a slow game. Instead of moving the ball quickly, slow, so that long kick down the line is probably going to be quite relevant to the Hawks.
Well, they got Howe on the emergency, and he was the one we all thought might go straight to Dusty.
5 weeks, can you do it?
Well, I don't know, but he's suspended, so he's still training.
Injured.
That's right. I tell you, unlucky you got a field for Caden. That's not good for his brand.
Oh, no.
David there. David's got to go home and have a good look in the mirror.
Oh,
and Tia
apparently
hasn't got enough miles in his legs.
Oh, no. Don't be scared to use the dumb button, Abzi. Yeah.
There's only so much we can put up with.
I just wrote those.
You,
so good.
You did not make up.
That's
that,
just,
no. Speaking of bad for your brand, Joe.
As high quality broadcasters, which you and I are, Juddy, we can't have this poo run around at the same time we're broadcasting.
Sooner or later, it's going to hurt our reputation.
I agree.
Daddy,
I think that's happening now.
I tell you what was interesting. Brandon Ellis. I've got nothing on him. But he did fumble a last week a bit, and he's been dropped, interesting enough.
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers have been a tiny bit off by their very lofty standards the last few weeks. They've rested a few players in some of those games, and I don't reckon they've looked quite as ferocious the last few weeks. And reports are they had a very light training session last Saturday, whereas most of the other teams
have almost like a
pseudo match
they do
type hit out. So they've got that mindset to nurse themselves through with the belief they're going to be able to flick the switch. I think they probably will be able to, but it's always a risk.
Got about a minute and a half to have a look at the next game you'll be doing, Melbourne-Geelong, MCG tomorrow night.
Most looking forward to that one, JB. Yep. I think the D's win. I just think their contested footy work, particularly with Max Gawn in the ruck, who you would expect is just going to absolutely tear that game apart. And they're just able to score really, really freely, the D's. So I think they'll get up.
Ooh. Well, who? How much and who is the main influencer?
Max Gawn for mine. Just looks like a real key. I know Abbott's not a kid.
No,
he's 26 only played three games.
Seven,
but I can't see him being able to curtail Maxi's influence. So I think he's going to dominate that one.
Righto.
All right, we need to get to a break. We'll look at the other two on the other side of it. There's a bit of footy news as well we want to run by. A
bit of Carlton
all
too.
Right, very good. Mm. That's coming up next.
Chris Judd.
Oh, I love it. And Juddy, of course, Monday night's doing a great job on Footy Classified. Got a couple in the crosshairs, Bill.
He has.
Dusted off David Schwartz and then put his cannon on to John Ralph.
He had a big crack at Johnny Ralph.
Crikey.
Saying, should I say what it is? It's very... When you don't break stories, you've got to have an opinion. And the good thing about when you're on the wrong side of John Ralph's opinion, you know he's going to backflip sooner or later as soon as someone eyeballs him. Whack! Jesus, Juddy.
No, that was a bit harsh, Bill, in hindsight.
He did have a crack at you.
He did. He did. But I probably got let into that a little bit. So I had to think about it. Ralphie's just out of form, I think. He's just had, he's had a quiet 20 years, but he's just out of form. And it's going to come.
Chris.
It's going to come. So I'm not sure I should have
said that. As the great, our great friend, Willis Sam Newman always says. Have a go at me first, as hard as you like. But when I club you to death because I'm better at it, don't complain.
That's right.
He always used to say that.
Don't come back.
He'd say whatever you like about me, but when I belt you harder because I'm better at it and on a show that more people watch, don't complain. It was always his mantra, I didn't mind it. Now, let's move on to, you got some footy you want to discuss first
with
the Blues?
Well, we do before, Cade Simpson has signed on for another year. That is great news.
Great news. Well deserved. He's had an incredible career, hasn't he, for someone that's
nuts.
70-odd kilos, heart and soul player of the club, so great for him to go around again next year.
Dale Thomas set to?
I would suspect so, Bill. Obviously, that's up to Stephen Silvani and List Management Committee, but I would suspect he'll go around again.
Good. Had a really good year, Daisy, this year.
He's had his best year for the club.
He's grown, hasn't he? He's matured. It's taken a little while.
Especially considering he hasn't played much footy down back at all. So
that's right.
Had a pretty consistent year
well
down
done,
there.
Dave.
Sam Rowe and Jed Lamb in that limbo situation where they wait and hear what you're doing?
Yeah, they are. Yep. So we're there's a couple of others who are in that situation as well. So it really just depends on what comes in the door and what sort of happens there in this time of year.
Speaking of coming in the door.
Well, I was driving past down Princess Avenue the other day, Jim, past Icon Park. I saw Mitch McGovern's manager leaving Icon Park.
Where was that, Bill?
Icon Park.
Well, he'd managed Carlton players as well, I would have thought.
Does
Colin
he?
Young?
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
How many?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, he manages Mitch McGovern, and his suitcase had Mitch McGovern on it. He had that one.
A newsbreaker.
Like a Gladstone bag. Bill with Mitch McGovern on the side.
That's good by you, Bill.
But that'd be nice. If you can just work out a nice little swap or trade there, that'd be good.
We'll see, Bill. He's a contracted player there to Adelaide, isn't he?
So. He said he wants to leave. Who's number one in the draft?
Sam? Well, that's probably out of four. I reckon.
Out of four.
I would have thought so.
Righto. Sam Walsh. Bang.
I would have thought he'd be in there.
That two South Australians.
Two South Australians.
The Isaac Rankin.
The King brothers.
Well, there's five.
There's five. Yeah, I would have thought it would come from that pot, Bill. You'd be right across the under 18 competition.
Yeah, I am.
You'd concur with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Sam Who Walsh. Would you pick out of those
Sam
ones,
Walsh.
Bill?
I'd pick Sam.
Why would you pick him?
Because he runs and runs and runs all day. He's a very good kid, good family. And he wants to learn, and he just loves it. He loves
it. Is he good ball in hand?
Yeah.
League speed? Has he got league speed, Bill?
No, he could not quick, but he just keeps going. Yeah. Keeps running and running and running. So and a good family, all that. I love them. Love them down there.
We also had Lockie O'Brien and Paddy Dow in here a while
very
back.
Very good boys.
And we asked and asked and asked for them to hopefully put some SH1T on you at some stage, and they refused to. So you're obviously intimidating.
Well, that's how they should respond. But they're very good boys.
They are good boys.
I've had a little bit to do with Paddy Dow. Sometimes when you talk to a young bloke, you can just tell early on that they get the joke and that they're going to be pretty serious type of operators. And I would put him and Lockie O'Brien in that category.
But again, good people, good families, good background, things like that. Just it helps, doesn't it?
All right, GWS Sydney. Let's move on to the other two finals. Please.
I'll go with GWS.
Why?
JB. I just think their outside run, Bill, is going to be too much for the Swans. The Swans have been incredible this year.
How many are going to play are these injured blokes at the Giants?
Well, sounds like Toby Green will play.
Yep.
Sounds like Zach Williams is a really big chance to play, doesn't it? So who hasn't played a game all year. I don't know if they're bringing too many more of the injured ones back.
Who are the other one?
DeLedio.
DeLedio,
But I just think they're out to run. Josh Kelly's had a really quiet 3 weeks. He got that concussion from that tackle, which seemed to knock him around a bit. But you think him or Whitfield, one of those two are going to get off the hook. And I suspect Hewitt might go to Whitfield. If they let Josh Kelly run free, I think he'll absolutely tear them apart.
And a horrible record at the SCG, the Swans, this year.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yep. Astounding.
Yep. I mean, they've done really well. 6 to 8 weeks ago, most in the industry drew the line through this year, didn't it? It was sort of end of an era type stuff. So they're an incredible footy club and hard to back against, particularly with Buddy in there. But I've just done that, Bill.
All right. And your old boys, the West Coast Eagles against Collingwood Optus Stadium. Oh, I'm over there for
big
that.
Big one. She are you
going?
Going
to be chock-a-block.
This is a good game, this one.
Yeah.
It'd be a great game. I still haven't been to Optus Stadium.
Oh,
so
it's nuts.
I'm looking forward to getting over there at some stage.
Absolutely brilliant.
Judd's wing or something.
I'm sure they've had lots of different paraphernalia over there, Bill. A couple of statues and a small wing.
A statue where the pigeons just poo on it all day. Adam Treloar, I'm told today, Jim.
Just plays.
A reliable source. Tick.
Really?
Tick, he plays, which surprised me a bit.
Yeah.
And then there's some talk, your mate John Ralph says, that Goldsack might be playing, he's reported today.
I think that'd be a big call, wouldn't it? I would be very surprised if that happened. Jeremy Howe will come back. Howe will be really important.
Howe and Treloar.
For, the tall eagle forwards, most people think will concern West Coast. They certainly did last time.
A bit of rain, you said, was around.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, not, you know, never rains. Well, it can rain heavily. Rain, yeah. Not. It doesn't tend to sustain, though, does it?
Yeah.
It tends to come and go pretty quick in
sustained,
the West.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I think they'll be too strong, the Coasters. I think Jack Darling looks set to have a big impact on the game. Looks like of course, he'd be keen to atone for that final series he had in 2015, particularly that GF, and I think it just might be the time for that to happen. Jeremy McGovern's the other one the Pies have to be wary of, because when they played, when Collingwood played West Coast earlier on at the G, McGovern took about 12 intercept marks that day. It was absolutely highly effective. Yeah, but they didn't have Mason Cox that day either, and I reckon that was a big thing because they just had no one down the line that could bring the ball to ground.
They travel well.
They
the
do,
and they pour the pressure on, and pressure keeps you in finals. So I'm reckon they'll be tighter than people think.
I don't think that'll be a blowout either. They've been enormous all year, the Pies.
You know what I did? I'll just keep remembering stuff, Jim. I got told this morning that Treloar plays. And you know what else I got told?
What did you get told?
Back to the Melbourne Geelong game. Max Gawn has struggled against two ruckmen this year and last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are?
Reece Stanley?
Tom Hickey? And Reece Stanley.
Yeah, but Reece Stanley ain't playing.
Well, you don't know that. How do you know he's not playing?
You told us he's not playing.
That's before I heard this information.
Maxie's never played well against Damien Monkhurst either, Bill.
No.
You know, you've got to remember that.
No, against these. Shut up, you dickheads. The Queen this year and last, just recent form, he struggled against Tom Hickey and Reece Stanley. So they might be just hiding Stanley and just come straight
in. Calf injury was just a big facade, you think?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Polly Farmer, left-hand concern.
The handball worries Max Gawn, doesn't it? Polly's used to the handball.
He's just remembering things.
Yeah. I do.
It's like the Rain Man.
What else did I hear?
Fair dinkum. Hey, did I see your daughters on Instagram, by the way? In Jagged.
Didn't they look sensational in it? So, Bill?
Just made them ambassadors?
No, did you pay them?
I think they get some free gear, Bill. Like to keep our cost base very low at Jagged.
I'd read that.
Yeah.
Jeez, they've learned from their old man then, if getting free gears there.
That's all. Because it's very good gear. They were very happy with the photo shoot.
Ah, that's good. Mm. Yeah, Beck had a very enjoyable day. They're playing a bit of cardio tennis. Bill?
What's cardio tennis?
Sort of like tennis. You've got some bloke out the front hitting balls to you and running you around, and cross between personal training and tennis.
Cardio tennis.
It's a bit of a thing. All the Haileybury mums are red hot.
My partner loves it.
When I come back, I want to come back as a Haileybury mum.
She plays with Nicole Bradkey.
Does she?
Yes, she does. She runs a great one in Cheltenham somewhere. They have a good time.
Very good life.
And then they have a coffee for 4 hours.
All right,
who did we speak to the other day, Jim? And they do. Lydia Lassiella. Lydia. She came in and told. What does she swear by, Jim?
Yoga.
What
was that name?
Do you do yoga?
You're still remembering things, are you?
I just remembered it.
I don't do yoga.
She swears by yoga and how good it has been for her.
Yeah, okay.
Maddie, just on constant. Record this show, please, and turn every bit of it around. Juddy, great to see you. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow night.
See you, Chris.
Now, I'll tell you what we're doing. We've got two tickets.
Hey, see Judd, too. We like him.
Oh, he's magnificent.
Does he go?
See Judd. Three votes.
He has a go. He has a nice go and doesn't give a stuff who's on the other end of it either, which appeals to me enormously.
Actually, we've got a couple of him and Duck. That's what you like about those two.
Yeah, not afraid of too much.
Unlike some out there like myself. The beep, beep,
yeah,
beep.
Yes, it can reverse.
Yes.
Richmond Hawthorn. Mm. This game tonight. MCG sold out. Tickets gone.
Done.
We've got two of them. And we've got to Thursday, having had a quiz on Monday that was atrocious, and then we had one on Tuesday that was horrific, and then we had one yesterday that was the worst of all time. So this is on the back of management saying to us at the end of last week, Bill's never to run another quiz on our station. He's run three, and they've been versions of appalling to the point where yesterday, as I say, worst ever. So we've set Bill the challenge. How are you going to give away the two tickets to tonight's game today on the Rush Hour?
With a quiz.
Oh!
Well, Jim,
you can't be running a quiz.
And I've come in, I'm standing up now because pumped, I'm excited, yeah. Jim, and I want to justify me and the quiz because we're both better than that,
no,
Jim. We are both better.
Neither of you are.
Yes, we are.
Look at them come for it.
Oh, I know, they love it. Look at them. Now,
full book.
Drongos out there,
full
please.
Board.
Full book. Now, you've got to know something about the game, Jim, because it hasn't been me.
Oh, it wasn't you?
It's the contestants.
Bill.
Dumb, and dumber. That's what I've had so far, Jim.
A good tradesman, Bill.
Shut up. You haven't heard them. They are fair dinkum. There'll be no launching any rockets to the moon with these mobs.
So we need a Richmond fan and a Hawthorn fan.
And the quiz is back, Jimmy.
A double for tonight.
Yes.
Bill. Let me just, if you cock this up, if you slaughter this next couple of minutes of radio.
Actually, I'm bringing Doug Hawkins
in. It might well be the end of you. It might well be the finish of you.
Oh, no, Jim.
All right. Well, Rabsy, what have we got, a song here?
133353. Got an ad break.
All right.
We need a Richmond supporter and a Hawthorn supporter that actually knows something about their club.
The finals are here.
Triple M rocks finals footy.
Tigers versus Hawks.
Hello, Toolbags, how are we?
We've got your tickets. All you have to do is...
battle it out.
What was that, Bill?
Even battle it out.
It's the Rush Hour Quiz.
Oh, the Chief.
Yes.
Hello, Toolbags.
Hello,
now, Bill.
Yeah, mate.
This is your very last go at this.
Come on, Bill.
So, Bill.
I'm nervous, Jim.
Don't slaughter it. Andrew on the line from Cranbourne. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how you going?
Have you heard any of these quizzes during the week?
That was amazing yesterday.
And you've got to do a hawk sound, please.
Rah!
Oh, hello?
Rah!
That's Andy. Oh. Jess is... stay there, Andy. Yeah. Jess from Clyde. Hello, Jess.
Hey, how is?
Good, mate. How are you?
Have you heard any of these quizzes?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts?
They're all right.
Oh, no, Jim, no. And you're a tiger, so you've got to make the tiger sound?
Rah!
Oh, no.
Oh, what's that?
Righto. Not actually that different, those two. Someone needs to change it up slightly, otherwise we're not going to be able to tell.
So we need, Jesse, a really big roar.
Roar.
Oh, that's it. Righto, here we go.
This radio.
Now, Jim.
Bill's telling people how to make tiger sounds. Oh, come on.
And, well, how's a hawk sound?
Bill, let's go with something here that is going to work.
Righto. And it's fair to say, Jim, I've dumbed down the questions.
Righto.
You ready, boys?
First in.
Yep.
Ready.
Richmond Football Club are known as the Richmond what?
Rawr.
Oh.
Richmond Tigers.
Yes, Jim.
Bill.
Who said it?
You can't be going. That was Jess.
We'll give Jess that one.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
You can't be going with that sort of stuff.
Well, this is where it's come to.
Right.
I've learnt, Jim.
Right.
I'm not going to be burnt again.
Right.
And been thrown down as a dunce when I'm not there.
Richmond are known as the what?
Well, it's question two. What colours are the Hawthorn Football Club?
Oh. Rawr.
Oh, no. Well, Andrew screamed out Hawks, yeah. Which is near enough. You need to get your sound better, Andrew. What is
right
it?
Righto, brown and gold.
Yes, Jimmy. We've got a quiz.
Acceptable.
We've got a quiz. Righto, you listening, boys? Here we go. What does 3 goals 5 equal?
Rawr.
Oh, Andrew, you got to get your noise. You can't just say Hawks.
Well, it's better than the other
but
noise.
But go on.
Yep.
That's 23.
Yes, Jimmy!
Bill.
Oh, this is a good quiz.
This is garbage.
Give me one change of either of your sides.
Oh, that's Andrew.
He sounded a bit sick.
The Hawks had the bloody guts chucked out of it. Go on.
You've got to give me two, actually, now.
Oh.
No,
oh,
you said one.
Yep. Mirror out, Sicily in.
Oh, very good.
Well done. That's three.
That's 2-1 or 3-1?
3-1.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, that's it, Jim.
He's done it.
Well, that's a bit of a flattener to finish.
Because the quiz was that good, Jim.
Oh, no.
They were hard questions, weren't they?
Not really.
What are the Richmond Football Club known for?
Jesse. Are you there, Jess?
Yep.
Your thoughts on being a part of the quiz?
That was all right.
We'll get Anina in Pasadena something for you. Stay on the line. And Andy.
Andy, two tickets. You got to be in here by 5 o'clock tonight to pick them up, all right?
Righto.
Good work. Where do you live?
In Cranny. I'll get there.
No, we can email them out to you, the boys. Big Georgie's just telling
what
us.
You
we can send them out. Yeah, they're on an email for you, Andy.
Oh,
so that game's sold out too, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Go and enjoy that, mate. Are you confident with your Hawks?
It's sneaky confident.
Sneaky.
All right. Give us that sound again as you leave us.
Stay on the line, mate. We'll get those tickets to you, Jess. Well done. Thank well you done. As well. Bill.
Better, Bill. Better.
That is it.
No.
We can't do this anymore.
I think there's two more left, Jim. And I'm just starting to come good.
Oh, really?
Late in the season, September.
Oh, really?
Old September Brownless.
Maddie in the booth, been overworked. Here's an email from Caleb out there in Doveton.
Doveton, Jim. Yep. Do you know where that is?
Dandenong sort of way. And he said to me, Jim,
yes,
I need to hear a couple of things. I've been on the tools and a couple of things I couldn't quite hear properly. Firstly, who did you have in on the rush hour earlier in the week?
Lydia Lassiella. That's her, Jim. How do you say it?
Lydia Lassila. And then...
Lydia Lassila.
And then Caleb wanted to know who's coming back in for the Storm for this big game.
Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula.
Solly Lassie Vunavalu.
The Lula at the end. I need to hear that again, Reggie.
Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula.
Sully.
Lula Dula Fulamula.
Caleb player, Sully.
Caleb finishes by saying, Jim, you must have better partner. And I'm hearing you.
Come on, Caleb.
I might just have to finish him up.
And how good was the quiz? Sometimes you just got to say, well done, Bill.
No, Bill.
Jim? Well done, Bill.
What colours do Hawthorn wear?
That's what it's
my
come
10-year-old
to.
My 10-year-old Freddie Brochure could have done that.
I know. If the two yesterday wouldn't have been our answer. Now, I've got some good advice, Jim.
Yes.
You're welcome. For the finals, okay? Because they're big, big crowds. 95,000 going tonight.
Yes.
Get there a bit earlier because of the security.
Extra security.
Screens and things like that.
Yep.
So allow 10 or 15 minutes there and be patient. Because a lot of people don't be patient. And limit the number of bags you bring because your bags get searched.
They do.
So if you only take one bag, don't take two or three, take one, and then it'll be quicker than normal. That is about all. Enjoy the night.
Oh, that is about all.
Well, that's
that's all your advice?
That's good advice.
Thanks to Mario, by the way, and the team at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah.
If this September you need to support your footy club and wear your colours, of course, but you can also get the fragrance.
Ooh.
Bill.
How much?
Every team fragrance available, $19.99 each, Chemist Warehouse.
Cheap.
Not only the best prices, of course, Australia's cheapest chemist, but also the home of real brands and real savings. Chemist Warehouse, great friends of ours. Mario, we thank you for your amazing support. Triple M football, as well as Rush Hour.
What's the Collingwood one smell like?
Yeah, teeth.
No, they haven't got the teeth.
Gums.
Doesn't smell like Colgate.
All about September. We've got Katie Brennan coming in, of course, Premiership superstar. Tommy Lonigan, big Domsey, big Chompers.
Yep.
Speaking about men who know how to get September done, the Premiership star, of course, the Cats.
Yep.
But tonight, Bill, massive game, of course. We look forward to that on Triple M. And, of course, if you've gone on the television, you'll hear it beautifully called the Seven Network, Richmond and Hawthorn. But this man, speaking of Channel 7, of course, dominates Seven News and regular on the Hot Breakfast, Tommy Brown is with us. Tommy?
Good afternoon, JB. Good afternoon, Billy. Thanks for having me on. I think Collingwood set to spring a huge selection surprise tonight. They're flying out most of the team at about 6:30 from Melbourne Airport.
Yep.
But it looks like my information is that Tyson Goldsack will play for Collingwood just 6 months after that knee reconstruction that threatened the end of his career. And he's only played two VFL games and two relatively quiet VFL games. But it sounds like Bucks probably thinks he's their best bet on those tall Eagles forwards. Howe and Flora also set to come in, but Goldsack, the big story, that's sensational.
That is amazing.
Only had two touches last weekend. That looked a bit rusty, but I don't mind that because he'll give his all. He's well-liked. And Adam Treloar is a certainty?
I think he's a pretty much a certainty, Billy. He's been training well all week. I spoke to him on Tuesday morning. He got the all clear from the doctors and also from his surgeon, and also from the fitness staff. So it was basically just came down to a selection issue.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think Bucks feels that he's their best bet. At least if Bucks goes into the game with all their big guns, he probably figures it's their best go.
Yes, indeed. Any other news you're hearing? Geelong, Melbourne, maybe?
There's rumours of a selection change, which you guys want to discuss. From a Geelong, Melbourne perspective, Viney's obviously good to go. I think Tyson will be good to go. We'll have all those teams at 6 tonight, and just from a trade perspective, I think that
Look, it's been reported in recent days that Lynch is a lock for Richmond. I've even heard a whisper tonight, guys, that his manager's sitting with Brendan Gale at the official dinner. So take it to the bank, I reckon.
Take that to the bank.
Might be able to lock that one in, Tommy. Yeah. Hey, great chatting to you, mate. Look forward to seeing you on 7 News, of course, and the Hot Breakfast.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tommy. A gold sack playing, which would be great. He's a good
fella. That's big, though. That's
good
a boy. Big story.
It's a bit of a risk. But also, Jim, some list changes at the Lions. Mm-hmm. They got rid of 5. Rowan Buick, Clay Beams, brother of.
Yep.
Tom Bell, who's been there for a while, come down from Carlton. Yes. Paparone's gone, Marco, and Jake Barrett. They've all been cut at the Lions.
Difficult times this for the footy departments, the coaches, the list managers.
And the players, mate, that are on on the edge there, and they're just waiting. Imagine that. You get a call, and it's Chris Fagan. You're going, oh, no, I don't want to take this.
Very tough.
And it's happened again at the Saints today. Darren Minchington.
Little meatball.
The big meatball he was, wasn't he? He's hasn't been offered a contract at the Saints. So another one gone. On there at the Saints.
Mm. All right, let's get KB in and talk footy with her. She's ready to go.
Kevin Bartlett.
Katie Brennan, and not too far away. A little different. A little more aesthetically pleasing.
For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's. Australia's favourite corn chips? Just say CC's.
So, the Western Bulldogs, superstar, line up from a tough angle for a second goal, and she's kicked it beautifully.
Oh, here she is, KB, our girl. Welcome to you, Katie Brennan.
Boys, how are we?
Managing Director, Jim, of KB Performance, of course, and Ambassador for the Women's Health Magazine. Nice, glossy, that one.
Thank you.
What does that mean? What do you got to do? Tell us to buy it?
Yeah.
And why should we buy it, KB?
A few little fitness tips in there for you, Bill.
Oh.
Good.
Like what? Give me one for the big boys out there, and Rabs, you listen up. Because it looks like you had your wisdom teeth out while you've been away. Wow-wee, what's happened? And for the big boys out there that don't want to go too hard too early, because you get a sore back or you do a hammy or things like that. Yes. So what do you got for me?
Just easing into it, Bill. Working on a bit of Pilates. How do you go with Pilates?
Is that stretching?
Yeah, combination of bit of stretching, bit of mobility, a bit of activation and strength.
I'm not very mobile.
Oh, that'll help.
I don't move too much.
That'll build a bit of inner core, but
yes,
weights training, bit of weights, yeah.
You like
to, you need to do a few of those.
I feel that.
Oh,
no.
It's deflating.
Curls get the girls.
Just getting active, mate.
Yes, true. That is right. Well, it's winter and you make excuses. I think big boys do, don't they?
Yeah.
And girls, by the way.
Everyone
out there.
Does, yeah.
We all make excuses. Too cold or whatever. Yeah. But now when the sun comes out and it's spring, I walked the tan this morning up to my coffee shop, but I still walked it a little bit.
How far is that?
300 metres.
Very good.
KB, we can look everywhere else with Bill, but it's his guts that concerns me. How is he any chance of losing the huge veranda he's got over the minuscule tool shed?
Wowee. No, it is it's a troublesome place to have it too, Bill.
Yes.
It's around your organs.
Yes,
so
Bill.
We need to work on it. But again, just getting active and making sure that your intake is lesser than your output.
Yeah.
Did you hear that,
Bill?
Does that include
calories?
Alcohol?
Does, yeah.
We're stuffed. We're stuffed, KB.
Yeah, intake is less than your output, Bill.
Yes, I know.
That's a fairly important sentence.
You know, the problem is we hear all this all the time. Sometimes it takes something to act. You listening up, Rabs? until something bad happens and then you go, right, I've got to do something.
Yeah.
That's a problem, isn't it?
Why wait for that? Because you could be gone.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right. Well, let's get on to something else.
Morning routines. I think walk the lap of the tan before you get your coffee. That'll be a good kickstarter.
How about that, Bill?
An extra 30 minutes.
Yeah, I get a sore ankle and the hip gets sore. I've got to ring an Uber. Halfway around, I've got to ring an Uber. I'm going to do that.
A bit of off-legs training.
Hey?
A bit of off-legs training. You can row, you can cycle.
Yeah, what happens if you don't like that? Swim.
KB,
swim.
What about this thing that started to become more and more prevalent where people take a photo of themselves and then a photo of themselves, 6 weeks later?
Yes.
The challenge.
Well, you could take him on at KB Performance.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
And do the pre and the post.
Yes. What I always wanted to do, Jim, because everyone looks really good in 6 weeks. I'd like to do it not bad and then blow up and go the other way. I was thinking that the other day.
That will not get me business.
Well, we want to take a photo and then a month?
Yep.
In me jocks?
And in a month, another
six
photo.
Weeks.
Six weeks, Bill, another photo.
Yeah.
All right.
And no, not in your jocks.
Small changes from there.
In my jocks,
Katie?
maybe you can take that photo.
maybe. Well, this is what we'll do for you, right? We'll give you September because you are busy through that period.
That's right.
And that'll give us a better first upshot if we let you have September.
November.
But then maybe, end of back half of October to the end of November.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Can you run?
No. That is my other problem. I've had an ankle fusion.
Yeah.
And hip. So I can't run. That's the other thing.
Boxing.
That's, I've got some good excuses.
Boxing
I can.
We're going to meet at the tan. We're going to box.
Off legs?
Yeah, off legs.
Off legs conditioning.
That's it. Go down to KB's joint and do the off legs, do the boxing, Bill.
Do you do blokes?
We do train some men, yes.
Yeah, I thought you were all girls, but that's all.
Predominantly females.
Yeah,
in the
predominantly.
All right, well, we'll find you somewhere else then, Bill. Because you would be no good in
a fully female gym. Between you and I. One of those, like Fev's got, what are they called? The
where are you going with this?
Where you get, Jim, help me out. who's Fev with? Katie. You know where they help, what's he called? When you're fat.
Worst, this is the worst he's ever
anyway,
been.
Who's going to win? Swiss Wellness VFL Women's Finals.
What, Jenny Craig.
When
you're fat.
Why didn't you,
You know what? You need to get on the dynamic. Dynamic.
Dynamic's
well.
Good.
Dynamic's good. You get it all sorted for you.
Dynamic or Jenny Craig, if they're listening.
Yeah.
Happy to come on and do something there, Jim. Or Hodgie's mob. He does it.
Bill.
What?
Do you think some of the excess weight you're carrying has actually worked its way into your brain? do you reckon that's what's happened? Just with your last sort of week?
Yes.
It's always happens in September, KB. We shouldn't be surprised. Bill gets to September, takes on a bit too much by way of lunches and work, and his broadcasting falls away horribly.
So when we're on air in a minute, right, KB, we'll talk about this and then we'll do the VFLW finals. Okay, let's talk about the finals, KB. Collingwood and Hawthorn.
This is
the VFL.
Swiss Wellness, the VFL Women's Comp. Yep.
Collingwood finished on top, Hawthorn second.
They did, yeah. It's going to be a cracking game. It's down at Northport Oval on the 8th of September, 10:15. So
this Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, this Saturday coming.
Yeah.
So I'm tipping Hawthorn for this one.
Ooh.
Not sure why. I think one of our girls plays for Hawthorn in the VFL, so I think we'll back her in. But and then we've got NT Thunder versus Geelong.
Your the Cats. Down at Port Melbourne on Sunday the 9th, 11:45. Now tell us about the NT girls. How good are they?
They are pretty good. They've got a whole lot of the Adelaide girls playing for that NT Thunder team, and they travel most weeks, which would suggest that they bond quite well, and they're a really good bunch of girls. So it'll be very interesting to see what they pull out. They were very strong in the first couple of rounds of the VFL season, so I'm sure they'll be firing come back end in the finals.
And the Cats must have had a good year, the girls, because they go into the big league next year, the AFLW.
Yeah, they certainly do. They picked up some really good talent as well along the way, as we mentioned North last time
plundered.
I was in, so we did. But it's going to be very exciting. I think in a couple of days' time, they're releasing the schedule for what the AFL Women's will look like next year, which is, we're very much anticipating that it's going to hopefully be more games than last year. So it's exciting.
Wasn't it talk about less games?
There was.
Are they gone back and rejigged it?
Yeah, I think, we're really passionate. We want to see the league growing. We want to see a vision for the league. And they took a lot of our feedback on board. We just want to play footy, and that's what it's all about, to be able to play more games in that AFL women's period and be in that elite environment for a longer period of time.
All right, as we let you go, KB, I want your AFLW superstars' thoughts on these games. Give me a winner, Richmond Hawthorn.
Richmond.
Give me a winner, Melbourne Geelong.
Geelong.
Ooh.
Geelong?
Yeah.
Lots of people going Melbourne.
Why Geelong?
No, I just think Geelong. I think they've got more finals experience. So,
right, Sydney GWS?
Sydney.
West Coast Collingwood.
Ooh.
West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Geelong is.
I'm with you. I'm with the, on the four of those.
Geelong is the only one that's a little controversial, only because nearly everyone that's come through here has said Melbourne in that game. KB, great to see you. Please take Bill under your wing.
We will.
She will.
Under whatever he'll fit.
I won't fit under a wing.
Great to see you, Katie.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Katie.
For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's. Australia's favourite corn chips, just say CC's.
Tommy Lonergan from right on the paint of 50. Not bad off the boot, got the distance, got the accuracy. Tommy! No worries. Get me back up forward.
Premiership star, of course, with the Cats, Bill.
And that was a goal.
That's it.
Played 209 games, only kicked about 55. G'day, Domsey.
Hello, boys. How are we?
You came down to Geelong as a forward, didn't you?
Did, yeah, mate. I was down as a forward, but quickly found my way down back. The Lost Dogs Home, we used to call it.
Because Yarrawonga boy, and then, of course, went to Assumption College, Kilmore.
One of your lot.
Fair to say you weren't a bit like myself, not a scholar.
Team of the century, we got in, mate. Remember that?
Did?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Probably not. Wasn't the best attribute, Bill, but we had a bit of fun anyway.
Do you go and roll the wicket when Ray Carroll had you for English? He used to send you out and roll the wicket?
He used to do it for English and maths, I think.
hence the lack of Attar score at the end.
Yep.
Were you aware when you were at Assumption of the legacy left by the man to your left? Anyone speak about him?
It wasn't so much on the field or in the classroom. It was a bit off the field. There's a fair few antics we're hearing about Bill from time to time.
Yeah, that'd be right. We're all boys' school. There was some good fun there at Assumption, wasn't there? It was really good fun because we're all boarders too, Jim. And boarders, you'd stick really close. Yeah, and had some good fun
going
there.
Up on the day rats, mate.
Yeah, the day scrags, as we used to call them. Hardly ever spoke to the poor girl. It was just terrible the way I was treated back then. But it's all changed now, of course. Yep. Very good school now.
How have you found life after footy, Big Domsey?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed getting out of the day-to-day, Jim, the day-to-day routine, that is. I think as stepping out, I've had a year off this year and not involved in any form of footy whatsoever, just going to the footy, enjoying what it's for. But I think, that day-to-day routine, I suppose after 15 years, really sort of grinded away. And it was good to, I guess, break away this year and try new things, do different things, and it's been quite refreshing. I've enjoyed it. There's been certainly challenging days I've missed. First game of the season, watching them, and probably a lot of other games after that. But overall, I've really enjoyed it, and I'm glad we're on the road to something new.
I watched you run around, of course, in the Legends game, and something that seems to have evaporated from your game was peripheral vision.
Never had it.
If you get run down by Andrew Jarman, seriously, Domsey, something's got to be wrong.
That wasn't one of my greatest greatest moments in my career. I went in at halftime. I had 47 text messages. 45 of them were screenshots from Charles tackling me.
From Big, he wouldn't be able to see you.
That big wildebeest just ran me down from behind. I couldn't believe it. I was going there to have a bit of fun. I copped a bit of shit from it, but it was a bit of fun. We had a good night that night. Don't worry about that.
Oh, how I heard.
Some interesting characters, I tell you. It was good fun.
No, well done, because I didn't think you'd play again, because you finished up your footy, very good career, premiership player 2011. But then you had all the work done, Jim, because they're not playing footy anymore.
That's it, so you get a knee clean up and
elbows,
scrapes,
fingers,
and stuff, all that.
You had the big hooter. I think you had that straightened. And then
no,
else,
it's not.
What
have
else?
You seen it recently? Look at it, mate. It's better than anything.
What else have you had done there?
Well, no, this was done during my career, Bill. The Chompers.
Have a look at them, Jim.
They're Shane Warne-esque. That's how white they are.
It wasn't. It wasn't because I wanted to get them done. It's because my teeth come in contact with Harry Taylor's elbow about 2 years ago, and knocked all three out. So I had to go in, and unfortunately, or probably fortunately for my case, because my old set weren't that great anyway. We got rid of them all and started again. So,
but they've had a dusting. They're very nice and white and shiny.
It's amazing what they can do these days, Bill.
Is it true that the first time you played on Buddy Franklin, I know you've been asked this plenty of times, but is it actually true that he started laughing and said, "What's your name?"
Yep, guarantee. So that was it was 2009, I think. He just come off kicking 100 the year before 2008. And Scarlett had played on him a couple of times, and then I think it was in that game and similar thing. I think he was starting to light the game, set the game in the Hawks' favour. He kicked 3 or 4 and I got moved on to him, and he said, "What's your name again, mate?"
Did you say Tom?
And started laughing. I said, "Mate, that's fair," and I don't have any real reply for that because you've just come off the season kicking 100 odd goals, and I said, "But you might know it by the end of the day."
He actually had a pretty good record over the trip on him, bud.
Look, it was okay. It was good. It was good. I really enjoyed that sort of duel throughout my career. I thought we by the end, we both had some mutual respect for one another, and they're the things in footy that you do remember.
Who else one-on-one did you find tough?
The toughest was Jonathan Brown, I think. Yeah, he was by far my hardest opponent. Yeah, he had it all. He was, he was strong. He was courageous. Could run. He was courageous. Big kick from outside 50, and he was tough. He wasn't afraid to throw the elbows in your stomach. So he was, I think, complete footballer for me. Always some nervous flights going up to Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Buddy was the one off for us because you go, oh, Domsey, how's he going to go today? And tell you what, you had an unbelievable record, really good. So well done. Really good career, Domsey, because to be fair, and we'll talk about this after break, you could have easily not been sitting here.
Yeah, no, I think it's been well documented. I don't overly enjoy talking because I think it can get beat up a lot of times. But
that is true.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely true. There's a period there where it was either, go away and finish, go play golf for a non-contact sport or get back into it and decided to.
Or not being here at all. Yeah. We'll talk about this after the break.
It's a nice tease. You must have thought that because when you woke up and one of the first people you saw was Sam Newman, you must have actually thought you were dead.
Yes, it was.
Big enforcer just parked next to your bed.
Well, he lost a kidney.
Of course he did. Yep. No, we will discuss this next and also the amazing work you're doing for the National Blood Donor Week, which is coming up soon.
For CC's Tom Lonigan in the studio.
I said National Blood Donor Week coming up soon. It's actually on now, Domsey. Tell us a bit about it, please.
Yeah, it's on now, Jim. It's basically about celebrating all those people that do donate. A lot of people would have seen my ugly mug pop up in their email account over the past few days, and it's just about saying thank you to all those people that do donate. They say they probably need around 25,000 donors per week to keep up with the demand for blood, and a lot of that blood goes to cancer patients, so it's a really important charity, and I'm really happy to be involved in it.
Donateblood.com.au to find out more.
Yeah, this is alarming, Jim. Only 1 in 30 people donate blood. It's only 1 out of 30.
Is there a perception, Domsey, that people don't because there are hoops you got to jump through to actually start donating, or is that just a furphy?
Oh, it's initially, which I'm happy they do. They do a pretty thorough test. Yeah. And that probably only takes half an hour to 40 minutes to sort of get through that. Do a few forms and then have a bit of an interview. But once you've passed that, you get your little card and you come in and donate. That's and right. And it doesn't take long. It's really, really nice sort of setting in most of the centres. And I know the one down in Geelong's getting a complete refurb. And, they've got the TVs. You can watch your sport and have a chat. And
biscuits.
They give you a coffee.
Nice biscuits.
Lolly after it, Bill.
You can donate blood every 3 months. So once you donate it, next 3 months. And every donation of blood, Jim, can save 3 people. Mm. So if you and I, that's 9 people you can save.
Now, Domsey, I know you're not comfortable talking about it, and I absolutely understand why. But if people hadn't done this when you were in trouble with your kidney, as I understand it, as much blood was going in as was coming out, you wouldn't be here.
No, that's right, Bill. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to sort of get behind this this cause. It's a fantastic initiative. And look, I lost quite a bit of blood.
How much?
Well, it was double. I had double my blood supply. Was that's how much blood I needed. It was about 45 units of blood.
Jeez.
So there was a fair bit, as you said, going out. So they needed quite a bit to go in. And Bill touched on it, just a little bit ago. He said it was touch and go there for a while. But I was lucky that I had so many of fantastic people that donate blood. Because I think I took up the whole blood supply that night. So I'm extremely grateful.
I remember at the time, Jim, because it was that collision he had. It was only your 7th game, Domsey, and he went to hospital and you thought, oh, it's a bad knock. And then he was in a coma. And then you started, you hear those stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
He mightn't make it here. And then I heard that your parents they were rang and were told to come straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear things like there was a priest there and all that. Yep. Do you know if that's all true?
I know that the power went out during one of the I had two operations, big operations, and the hospital power, the operating theatre power went out during that, and they're on a generator, operating on a generator. I know that's one thing. Jeez. I think there was a priest there at one stage. It was really touch and go there for mum and dad were on the way down from Yarrawonga at the time, and we're getting all sorts of text messages, as you could imagine. But Luckily, I had some pretty switched on people that mightn't have went to Assumption, Bill. They mightn't have been out rolling the wicket. They'll
exactly, and
doing what they need to, and were able to get me through.
Well, this is where you and I are quite similar, Domsy, the fact that you just commitment to the ball and back with the flight. When it was Brad Miller that time, it was just incredible. It reminded me of myself. But what I found incredible was when you came back after all of this, you didn't change the way you played at all, which is a great credit to you. But you must have thought at some stage, geez, am I sensible going here, or should I actually just front and centre and let someone else do it?
Oh, there's a few of those times. I think I've become smarter in the way I position myself with those high balls. But I think if I thought about it constantly and worried about getting a hit in the kidney, then I wouldn't have lasted. I would have got found out eventually. So you just had to play the game as it was.
Did you have a
brace? Yeah, I wore a brace for a first year. Yeah. So 2007 or 2008, I think I wore a brace, but it just became a bit annoying. So... in the end, I was pretty lucky. I didn't get too many knocks around the back region and got through all right.
And someone in that back half, Bill, had to be accountable across because you had Mac. Never saw him anywhere near
Boris.
Boris was the hugest leg rope ever. Wojak buggered off. And then, of course, Scarlo in the end was trying to free himself up.
Run his own show.
So thank God you were back there, Domsy.
Yeah, it takes all types, Jim. And probably didn't affect the stat sheet too much, but played my role. And we're able to have a bit of success along the way. Obviously, 2011 for me. So, pretty proud of everything.
Tell us how you got it's one of the great nicknames, Domsy. How did that come across your desk, please?
It was first or second week at pre-season training for my first year. And we had the Essence Sports and Conditioning guy get up and do a presentation about our training loads, how they're going to increase over the next few weeks. And he said, what you're going to face is a lot of this delayed onset of muscle soreness. You're going to be sore for a day or two, but then it'll go away and, you'll be okay. And so the load increased. We certainly got the DOMS. Guys got it, but then it left. For me, it just stayed forever. It just continued. It just wouldn't go away.
So I come in. DOMS is delayed onset muscle soreness.
Yes, that's what it is. Delayed. And I just kept on getting it and getting it. Where other guys got it once and then they were okay. And then it turned out I couldn't train for about 3 or 4 sessions.
Delayed.
And, I'd walk in with the stiff legs. And then Tommy Harley and Brenton Sanderson at the time, they were the older guys, they said, mate, that's your nickname, Doms.
Domsy.
So it stuck. It stuck. That was it.
What is it? Delayed?
Onset muscle soreness.
I didn't actually know the full story. That's great. Then Kimmy, of course, married the lovely Kimmy and two boys.
Yeah, yeah. We've got two little fellas. They're, tell you what. Raising two little kids under two is tough.
And what about the names, Jim? You'll love the names. Yes. What are they, Domsy?
Bobby and Ned.
Beautiful.
No, it causes them all sorts of grief, but no, it's been good fun.
Hey, mate, you had a wonderful career and you're an absolute star. Donateblood.com.au, by the way, to celebrate bloody legends. Mm-hmm. And you've been good enough to jump in as the ambassador there. National Blood Donor Week is now 2 to 8 September. What do people need to do? Just get online or ring?
Just get on donateblood.com.au or ring 13 14 95 if you want any more information.
Beautiful.
Well done, mate. Good to see you, Domsy. Good luck to all the teams in the finals. Of course, it starts tonight with the Hawks and the Tigers.
Who wins, Jim, and how much?
Richmond, right. I cannot. You just cannot bet against Richmond.
Richmond by what?
They don't lose at the MCG. They play September footy brilliantly. I have them 18 points.
18 points, and I'm with you, but I'm going with 14.
Righto.
Right.
All right, Bill, what else is going on, please? I'll tell you what we need to do is thank Mario and the team at Chemist Warehouse. Been great to us, supporting us this month.
The AFL is pleased to announce the 2018 Coates Hire Goal of the Year finalist, Jim. Three, right?
Yes.
Charlie Cameron, round 5. Mm-hmm. Jack Higgins, round 19, the one over the head.
Tough throat to beat.
Luke Parker in round 1. It was a bicycle kick. Yeah. Very, very good goal. So they're the three for this year's goal of the year.
Nice. All right, Bill.
That's good.
As
good show.
We welcome Rabsy back. Is there any chance you'd be remotely humorous?
No.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Good on you, Ramsey, and thanks to supergroups.com.au.
When I was in Portugal, they said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Australia." They said, "Oh, that's famous for Bill's joke."
Did they?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Of course.
No, they didn't. Well, it's not even say famous that here.
No, you did. You can have a spell and we'll get Rosie back. She was really good.
Yeah, I know. Something funny, Bill.
What is the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman, Jim?
What?
Snowballs.
Oh, no.
Yes. Humorous, Jim.
No.
How good's that?
No.
Well, you know, you throw them around and hit kids with them and all that. You know what a snowball is, Jim?
Oh, yeah. We're going to crawl our way through September. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, come on, Bill.
I used to say that. Oh, Jesus. Graham Richmond said that.
When you ran through the German park, they said, snowballs.
No, they said no balls.
Yeah, just finished.
That was the joke.
Yeah. Ended up, Bill.
Shut up, wisdom tooth.
Footy tonight from 6. Richmond versus Hawthorn.
You are the king of the phone. Go long.
Another catch up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.